Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, just want to remind you, this is your radio program. It's not mine. It's not Angela's. It's not Brittany's. We want to know what you want on the program. We want your ideas, your suggestions, and even your critiques. Don't worry about it. I got broad shoulders and thick skin. I can take it. But send us your ideas to requests@theunionedge.com. That's requests@theunionedge.com. We appreciate it. And we'll take it to heart, that's for sure. Let's see. We're talking with Darren Samuelson of Politico, and we're talking about what Washington really knows about the Internet of Things. Darren, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
I appreciate it. Darren, you know, we're talking about the Internet savvy of many of our elected officials, and it's a very interesting article. It goes from everything from tracking our health and our heartbeats for some of our elected officials to maybe not so much having a keen interest in what's going on with the Internet.
Yeah, it's a fascinating world that we're heading into in terms of technology. If you just, just watch any television show today and the commercials that are aired with respect to cars that can drive without you, having to do much in terms of driving going forward in the future, to the iWatch or the Apple, or the Fitbit that you're going to be strapping on your wrist that's going to monitor your heart rate and tell you how many calories you've consumed and how many steps you've walked. And basically all of these gadgets that we're putting in our homes or, we're going to be bringing in our offices will be connected to the Internet and collecting massive amounts of data on you. And the question comes down to, what should policy be on this from a government standpoint? Should all of this information that these companies are holding on you be protected? How much security standards should be in place to avoid the kinds of hackings that we just saw, the OPM experience with all of the government information, or Target or Home Depot have experienced here? Lots and lots of policy questions, lots of legal questions that members of Congress and federal agencies haven't really started to grapple with, but they're certainly going to have to, as you just consider how much our lives are going to be kind of wrapped up and tied to the Internet, not just in surfing websites going forward, but just in the everyday gizmos and gadgets that are in our lives, that are in our work lives, that are even in our cities, then in our states, that they're putting all of these things into place to make government and to make the services from trash pickup, to the way that city traffic lights are monitored. There's just a lot to consider here that's going to be changing as the future kind of comes upon us.
It is very interesting, and I am sure that some of the naysayers out there are going to say, well, if I wear one of those electronic monitoring devices that monitors my heart, Big Brother can reverse it and stop my heart.
That is certainly something you hear about with respect to a little bit more, invasive kinds of things, like but for a dialysis or a pacemaker, there have certainly been reports, that hackers can get in and make some, major changes to the way that one piece of equipment works and could have fatal consequences. And so, mm-hmm. What kinds of backdoor safety mechanisms need to be in place for some of these pieces of health equipment that are going to get more sophisticated going forward. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of concerns. Even in a driverless car, could a hacker get in and take over the driving of that car and, drive you over a cliff or something like that? These are all things that you do hear concerns from the privacy community, from the technology community, that need to be addressed.
But by the same token, there are some wonderful things. What is the technology needed to alert paramedics that you're about to have a heart attack, so they get a running start on it before you actually start to have that heart attack? Or, many other things that are going on out there. Technology, like any other tool, used properly, used correctly, with the right amount of training and so on and so forth, can be a wonderful thing. Or, you can lose fingers with a circular saw.
Absolutely. The use of technology cannot be understated in terms of just what the Internet of Things could bring to our lives, whether it be, how easy shopping could be going forward and having a drone deliver, your cat food to the front door.
Not my neighborhood.
Or a Fitbit that does tell you that you have been consuming too many calories and you're in deep trouble, or going even further than that, that, yeah, indeed, you are you're a heart attack risk, and you might need to get into the emergency room faster. Or even, the Internet of Things is so vast and widespread that you hear about sensors that can be put on first responders that are going into a fire or an emergency situation, and they have cameras and other kinds of equipment that can tell them where a victim is and needs to be rescued. Or another fascinating concept I heard about was attaching sensors to the cameras that are in public buildings so that if there was a gunshot, they could quickly identify who the shooter was in a mass, a very hectic moment when you have people running out of a building, for the police to know who the shooter was with an instant image of who that person is could, be a huge difference maker in terms of, not letting someone slip away.
Absolutely. Darren, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politica?
Sure. You can find this story and a whole package of 15 items on the Internet of Things and the intersection of policy and technology at politico.com/theagenda.
And if you tweet it out, please include us at The Union Edge. We'll retweet it for you. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
What would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.